Hello, everybody, and welcome to a new week with the CrossFit Linchpin Private Track. Today is Monday, October 3rd, 2022, and if you've been following the Private Track for a while, thank you for your continued support. If you're brand new, welcome aboard. I think you're going to have a blast. If you have been following for a while, then you know what you're seeing behind me is not my normal setup. Some life stuff happened. I'm on the road. There's some immediate family needs, so I'm finding myself on the East Coast right now. I'm in a hotel, and I'm filming these videos the best that I can. So this is not this four-week training cycle. I'm going to try to do these videos from here, but we'll see how that goes. Eventually, in the next four-week block, I'll probably be back home. If you are brand new to the Linchpin Private Track, and you haven't done this, every Monday I post a video on the BTWB app is entitled New to Linchpin, Watch This First, and you really do need to do that. It covers what is the wildcard option compared to prescribed, what's the Leo, what's the Neo, are the goal times rigid, are they flexible, what's the deal with the accessory work, all kinds of important things that you need to maximize your experience. So please watch that first, then come back and watch this. And even if you've been around for a while but you haven't watched it, go watch that and then check out this video. My apologies if the HVAC system kicks on here sometime during this video. Again, I'm not in my normal location. I'm going to try to, instead of just reading you the workout, which everybody can read the workout on their own, they can read the goal times, you can read the accessory work, the cool down, the stretching, I'm going to try to add some value as to when I look at this workout, what was going through my mind, and maybe some things that you should pay attention to in making your decision as to do it prescribed, scaled, Leo, wildcard, or something else. So for today's workout, it's specifically got a high degree of complexity. You've got both the single unders and double unders in the same workout. So you're gonna have to switch your brain from one to the other, and I guarantee, no pun intended, it's going to trip some of us up, and that's intentional. Then with the hang squat snatch specifically, even compared to like a full squat snatch, since you don't lower back down to the ground, it starts from the hang, there can be this desire, a trap, if you will, to the athlete doesn't want to drop the barbell because you just got to pick the darn thing up and back again, start in the hang. It doesn't start from the floor, so you feel like you wasted a deadlift for no reason. So I picked this movement to try to get people to hold on to the barbell, and the loading ideally will help accommodate that as well with a prescribed loading of 95 pounds and 65 pounds. And then even the rep ranges, 7 each time. Don't get me wrong. 7 are going to get spicy, and they're going to get spicy at this loading. But initially, as written, when we first started off, you do 45 single unders, life's feeling pretty good, grab that barbell, 7 hang squat snatches, you're like, I'm going to try to hold on to this thing, and sometime over the course of round 2, 3, or 4, you know, the difficulty certainly arrives. And then you got to go back and forth between the dubs and all that. With regards to the hang squat snatch, even though that's what I was going for, don't feel that this has to be an unbroken workout. It certainly will not be for most people, but the underlying theme of it's still tempting to want to hold on to the barbell because you know there's no reason to deadlift it because it starts from the hang, that's all looped in there. So I hope you enjoy this one. And it's also, the point was to get some below parallel work, some explosive hip opening, and then also to go overhead, but there's multiple ways to go overhead. And this was overhead, not so much in a press, so to speak, but as a stabilization. And that's where you'll find yourself in the bottom of the overhead squat when you receive the hang squat snatch. Of course, there's a two-person team there. And the wildcard option, I think people will enjoy. It's very similar, but it gives you the kettlebell snatch, which is going to be great for people. Now, the kettlebell snatch won't get you below parallel. I realize that. However, the kettlebell snatch is a fantastic movement. So if that's something you feel would really benefit you, I went ahead and put that in there for the wild card option. Of course, we've got the scaled deal as well. And for the scaled, we knock down, you know, the loading. But if the hang squat snatch itself, even at a reduced loading, is just too challenging from a complexity standpoint yet, Then let's just get below parallel and overhead. You could either just do an overhead squat at that reduced loading, or you could do a thruster at that reduced loading. You'd be just fine. If you're thinking about whether or not you should scale it, if you look at this workout and you think to yourself, can I do at least the first set of 7 hang, squat, snatch, and broken? And you're like, yeah, I think I could hold on to the bar. It might sting a bit, but yeah, I think that I could. Then you're probably where you need to be. If not, you know, consider some scaling options there for you. Let's see, other things that might not jump out at everybody. I've got 2 options available for the limited equipment. Option number 1 includes the dumbbell hang squat snatch. Fantastic movement, but a very challenging and really demanding of flexibility movement. So if you just don't have that flexibility, or if you're not comfortable with that, then you may want to consider option number 2 for the limited equipment. And that will have the dumbbell power snatch. And then after you finish your sets of power snatch, you'll just hold one dumbbell and you'll do dumbbell goblet squats with that. So that will still give you the explosive hip opening, getting the barbell, the dumbbell overhead, and then you're still going to get below parallel, but it'll be with the goblet squats. So you'll be totally good to go. I think you'll have an absolute blast. So that is Monday, October 3rd. I hope everybody enjoys it, and I will see you back here tomorrow for Tuesday's workout.